We're going to go ahead and now invite our brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom to share with us some spoken words on tonight, where we are celebrating the second martyrdom anniversary of Shaheed Haj Qasim Soleimani and Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers, sisters, respected elders, fellow Hausa students. اساتید محترم ببخشید من خیلی جسارت میکنم عادت کردم به جسارت. With your permission, I would like to start. اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. We live in a world of insanity where people have forgotten humanity, where brother turns on brother, where we have forgotten the motherland from which we came, and we have forgotten what empires of history are to blame. In order to understand today, we need to search yesterday. You see, Britannia ruled the waves, making countless graves. So now, the greedy fat banker sits and saves, while the rest of us crawl from cave to cave, in the darkness, hardly daring to misbehave, like obedient slaves to a system designed by colonialism. Its operating system is imperialism. Just spare a glance at history, it's no mystery what tyrannies they condoned overseas. Go and look at what they did in Australia to the Aborigines. It will bring tears to your eyes when you realize our history is full of such tragedy. They massacred the black-skinned Aborigine, men, women, and children treated worse than animals. It was genocide. And in South Africa, just look at the apartheid. You want to know what one of the wealthiest places in the world really was? That's right. Africa, full of natural resources, gold, diamonds, and spice. But why, oh why, are they so poor today? Because of colonialism, snatching everything away. Learn about the Benin Kingdom in Nigeria, exceedingly wealthy before the British came. Yes, they invaded and destroyed nation after nation. Look at what they did to the Boer population. It was this colonialism which invented concentration camps. Men, women, and children told to stand in ranks, overcrowded, plagued with disease, implemented the divide and rule for the Sudanese. They did the same thing across the world, crushed the idea of honor for the Japanese, introduced gunpowder to them, colonizing like the Portuguese. Throughout our history, blood has run to the knees. Mothers have been crying, stop the atrocities, please, please. Yet from Timbuktu to Singapore to Spain, people either chained or slain. And it's through precisely this torture and pain that Western countries today, like Britain and the USA, have become wealthy and dominate, like a predator does to its prey, feeding off the starvation of other oppressed nations. So that today, Western people, grown fat on an imperialistic system for which they work like rats to afford blood diamond rings for their fiancés, are begged to donate $1 a month in God's way to the poor, unfortunate, pot-bellied African kids with empty watering cans and flies on their eyelids. Then, holding their wallets in their hands, they say, "If God was real, why would the world be this way?" Forgetting entirely that it was your system that made this nightmare in the first place. And don't think that the English only oppressed the blacks and others, but with whites, they were like brothers. No, no, no. The British were oppressive at home and wherever they set sail. Look at the atrocities they committed on their own island, Scotland and Wales. Show me a country on earth where the British did not invade. Such atrocities, even the devil steps back and says, don't look at me, this is British made. If you look for a nation that was not trampled under the British shoe, of all the countries in the world, there's only 22. And Iran isn't one of them. Am I Iranian? No, no, no. I'm as British as strawberries and cream. I'm as British as Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. My passport literally says, by Her Majesty the Queen. I'm as British as Mr. Bean. I'm as British as the Sheikh that's speaking after me. And after being British, born and raised, I say, and I'm not afraid in any way to say, death to England and to the USA. Why? Because I belong to the best race. Doesn't matter whether you're from this place or that place or from outer space, I recognize I belong to the human race. It's not about the place you were born or the color of your skin. It's about recognizing that oppression is a sin. Around 10 million Iranians were killed after the ruling British and Soviets were thrilled. And using Islamic resources, they continued to build their empire of sin. The same British who starved tens of millions in India in Hind, the same British who brutalized the people of Kenya, causing them to cower, and the same British who put the Saudis in power, were the very same British who sailed to the New World in the Mayflower. You'd think that the imperialists had had their fill. Enough crimes had been committed. Enough people had been killed. But no, no, no. When injustice is permitted, the unjust grow more and more wicked. And so they went to the natives. Here are some blankets, they said to them, to keep your children warm. But the blankets were infected with deadly disease. Mothers' hearts were torn, burying their babies as biological weapons were reborn by infecting the natives' clothes. And the white man said, kill all the buffaloes, so that the natives were starved to death until there were hardly any left. 145 million native people were in the Western Hemisphere before the Europeans went. After the white man came, they murdered 90 to 95%. Then the imperials went to Africa. They took and snatched black men and women and children, forced them to be slaves, forced them to adopt a Christian name. By the time they were freed, made them forget who it was to blame for the downtrodden and pitiful way they became. Then the Americans created the KKK, lynched them and killed them, then filled their streets with poverty and referred to them as criminals on the news and on TV. Until you put that man's neck under your knee, I can't breathe. Due to this tyranny. This is the way America has always been. A system raised in the lap of tyranny. Racism is its principal ideology. America is a machine fueled by misery. Throughout its 240 years of history, just 18 years of peace is what it's given you and me. Its military spending today far exceeds all others in every way, creating fitna and facade, killing, murdering, hating. Now just look at what they do to the poor people of Haiti. And as though all of that was not sufficient, yes, in false flag attacks, the US is proficient. They murdered 3,000 US citizens, called it 9/11, put the blame on Muslims by the heavens, and on the pretext of this incredible lie, let out yet another war cry. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, many more had to die. Muslims, they said, they're the bad guys. Drop bombs on Libya, Syria, and Pakistan. And we all know the target has been Islamic Iran. And while defaming us and making us the target of the attack, they made themselves look pretty with a puppet president like Barack. There's no limit to their hypocrisy. This is the reality of their democracy. The only leaders we're allowed are those that fit their criteria. So Assad must go, they said, creating mass hysteria, pointing fingers now at Syria, and with a media machine like the world has never seen, spreading Islamophobia, defaming the deen, and cultivating the disease of LGBT ideologies and all things obscene, brainwashing our kids before they're even in their teens, so that everywhere you go you'll see Disney princesses putting on a show, and kids who want to be a superhero like Captain America or Spider-Man. All American inventions. We're indoctrinated to be their fans. But we all know, in reality, there's no Superman. The only characters truly created by America are the likes of the Taliban. These are Hillary Clinton's words, not mine. It doesn't take much research before you find that the USA created ISIS and their kind. Yes, this bloodthirsty, insane group is American designed, created to kill Muslims and at the same time make the world utterly and completely blind. Blood, blood, blood. Kill, kill, kill. This is how Islam would now be defined. Israel was laughing. Israel was really laughing. Thank you, America, for creating ISIS. And the world was crying out, who will now save us from this crisis? Men, women, and children, refugees, just like throughout history, forced to abandon their homes and flee, crying, is there no true hero that will stop the killing spree? Is there no true hero that will fight to defend the free? Is there no true hero that will protect you and me? Thus did Allah send a hero who was Irani, and he went by the name Qasim Soleimani. In the battlefields across the seas, spent his nights on his knees, prayed to Allah with utmost sincerity. Everywhere he went, spread the message of unity, standing firm together against tyranny. His best friend was an Iraqi, another true hero whose name was Abu Mahdi. Beloved by his comrade, said, Anta akhi, you are a brother to me. And they fought against ISIS with a spirit that was Muhammadi, until ISIS was terrified and began to flee. America tried to threaten Abu Mahdi and Soleimani, saying, you have no power in reality. But the lions fought on with courage like Ali. America tried to bribe them with gifts that were dunyawi, but with utmost sabr, they were Hassani. America threw at them every attack they could, and yet in the battlefield they stood, saying, we are Husseini, we are Zainabi, following the order of Sayyid Khamenei. We believe he is the deputy of the awaited one, Al-Mahdi. And with this steadfastness and faith, they fought until the brutal mercenaries were caught and ISIS was crushed, humiliated, and wrought. The plot of America brought to naught, and the orphans who had been distraught, having been saved now from the onslaught, rejoiced at the brief moment of peace and safety Soleimani had brought. And it was through this jihad Soleimani taught the world the power of true Muhammadan Islamic thought. The Quran describes the believers like a tree that enrages the kuffar to a great degree. And so the great Satan looked on full of envy. How dare they have a true hero, not one invented by me? And so they sent missiles to kill the ones who protected you and me. Allahu Akbar, Ya Soleimani, I think to myself that at that moment maybe angels must have descended upon thee, smiled unto thee and said with glee, rejoice now for your meeting with destiny. You shall now go to the gardens of eternity. You have striven hard against the great deceiver, and this day you are now the achiever. America does not even allow for the oppressed to have a breather, and they did not spare his body either. All that was left of him was his hand with the ring, a sign of a believer. And everywhere the free people were bereaved, eyes filled with tears as we perceived the prayer leader as he grieved. The living martyr had been cleaved. The living martyr had been cleaved. America thought that by killing our hero, they would fulfill their need. But they didn't realize they were only making him shaheed. He is more alive now than ever before. Yes, his power grows, and it grows through me and every man, woman, and child globally who is sick and tired of tyranny, now shouts with all his heart, I am Soleimani, I am Soleimani, I am Soleimani. The world has seen too much cruelty. Today and since the time of Stonehenge, enough is enough. Now we call for severe revenge. Iran fired rockets to destroy the US base. Yes, now the USA has fallen entirely from grace. Iran kidnapped your soldiers, made them abased, made them cry like babies, but this is not the severe revenge. These are just slaps to your face to show you your disgrace. People be laughing in your face like they do at the idiocracy of your presidential race. You saw yourself, citizens of the USA, storm the Capitol building place. America ain't safe even in their own base, but the severe revenge you are yet to taste. For that vengeance, we won't make haste. This oppression has been taking place since ages old. And vengeance is a dish best served cold. The severe revenge you will soon behold. Despite all the Americans' efforts and all they did strive, all they spent to put the Muslim lands into a buzzing beehive, while they secretly stole our honey, sanctioned our money so that we could barely thrive, all the war crimes they committed against sister, brother, mother, mine, logged away, declassified in CIA archives. Now, in the Muslim lands, America will not survive. No, the American occupiers must leave, and they'll leave dead or alive! But that's not enough. No, no, no. Prepare yourself for a moment of ecstasy, of total mirth and glee, when believers worldwide will be well pleased when we see that Palestine is free. Because before the turning of the year 2040, you will see the annihilation of the Zionist entity. If Google Maps still exists at that time, you better change the name back to Palestine. Yes, with Israel's complete eradication, with the freedom of the Palestinian nation, with the Muslim world's emancipation, you will see America's complete castration. No more imperial occupation. Globally, and in the very streets of America, you will see the people from Washington to Cali, from Texas to Tennessee, shouting at the top of their lungs, death to America means death to tyranny. You will see that the brother known as Sheikh Zakzaki and his honorable comrades, Christian, Shia, and Sunni, that their steadfastness and being revolutionary is not just an anomaly. No, no, no. Global revolution is what we are about to see. Yes, in the streets of London and in Germany, the uprising against oppression globally, until the oppressive elite are terrified and flee at the sight of men, women, children free, shouting, I am Soleimani, I am Soleimani, I am Soleimani. Yes, the revolution has begun, like just like Soleimani did with the gun. We will do jihad with the pen and tongue until every US embassy is recognized as a den of spies, until every agent of America is hunted down for his lies, executed for the world to see that we will no longer tolerate injustice and tyranny. And everywhere you will see men, women, children globally awakening to Islam's liberating reality. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ black, white, brown, united and free, rising out of love for the Prophet's family and inspired by the spirit of Khomeini, with a cry of faith that is Ibrahimi, you will see the destruction of the Statue of Liberty. You will see that symbol of idolatry tumbling down as the masses grow with ecstasy, celebrating, and you will see brothers in faith or equals in humanity, all of them standing united and free, holding banners of Qasim Soleimani, waving golden flags, Hezbollahi. There won't be a place on earth that won't become Muhammadi. There won't be a place on earth where tears Husseini won't grace the earth. Let it all become Karbalai. Yes, let it all become Karbalai. But that is not enough. That is not enough either. For you will find the entire Muslim world be redefined with the eradication of all those who are Zionist aligned. So prepare yourself for the uprising sublime. Yemeni warriors under Al-Yamani and Khorasani combined, swift as Ababil, through the skies streamlined, decimating the Saudi regime for the sake of mankind. The liberation of the Kaaba. Yes, you will see it, everyone, that the rebuilding of Jannatul Baqi has begun. But even that is not enough, because the severest revenge is yet to come, and that is for what was done against the Prophet Muhammad's son. Yes, it was the American heart of Yazid, through lust for power and imperial greed, that he slaughtered the innocent Hussein, for which the believers still feel the pain. And for all these crimes against humanity, there is nothing left for this deceptive, lowly dunya, don't you see? Except the vengeance of Allah Himself through the hands of the awaited Al-Mahdi. By the blood of Hussein, it no longer matters what they say. No more games and no more play. Drag every corrupt politician away. Reveal to the world how they lied and how they did betray, and led millions astray. Yes, there will be blood to pay, because vengeance is on its way. Qiyamah is coming early for them. Let it be their judgment day. They thought that by killing Soleimani, they would make the servants of the Mahdi downcast. But it's only made us all the more steadfast. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. So let every oppressor now hear the blast for crimes committed future, present and past. Let them hear the cries of the angels in the Milky Way. Let every believer across the world draw his sword to slay. Don't let a single oppressor run away. Too long have these wolves in sheep's clothing remained. So let the predators now become the prey, until everything becomes black and white, and there's no more hiding in the grey. Make every tyrant, criminal and despot pay, until injustice is washed completely away and justice forever is here to stay. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.